telling it as it is. Kate Shimarani on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Good morning, everybody, and what a beautiful day it is. They've been out spraying us from the early hours of this morning, so we're chemtrailed into oblivion on the 14th of April. But that doesn't matter. We're not going to be beaten. We're not going to be beaten because you're in the Natural Nurse Army. Well, I'm proud to be on TNT. And many of you have woken up this morning to lots of stuff on social media. Iran has attacked Israel. You can hear screaming from people videoing. You've seen footage of people's mobile phones of a baby being attacked, a woman being attacked, injuries in a mall. You've seen all that. Hideous pictures of murdered children in Gaza. And it goes on and on and on. And I'm sure right now, many people are already digging out their flags, their Iran flags, Israel flags, Palestine flags, whatever the current flag is, plastic Union Jacks. And they're going to be out there. Who do you stand with? Who do you stand with? Well, I stand with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Creator. And also I stand on my own patio thinking, well, what happens when I watch all of that? What happens when I watch all of that stuff that I have absolutely no control over? And trust me, I'm a convicted criminal. I was out on the rallies at the front. I tell you, when you get to the stage of court, you look behind you. Most people have gone. Most people have gone. Their loyalty is nowhere to be seen. But what happens when we watch all that? We do this. We shallow breathe because we're stressed, because we're worried. We're worried. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And we become acidic. So I'm going to come back to that in a minute because I am your natural nurse in a toxic world. No matter how much people go, well, she's got dark roots. Oh, well, I have a bit of help from peroxide, but so what? I went out yesterday on the 13th of April. I took my daughter out. You've heard of it. A mother's love, Paloma. I took her out next to the seaside for some sea air. She can't walk too far. She gets tired. So we dug out this wheelchair that we've got from when my son was sick. Drag the chihuahuas along, it wears their claws down, and off we go to get some oxygen and to get some fourth state of water, exclusion zone water. You know all about it because you've heard me, because you're in the Natural Nurse Army and my seamen out there, you know who you are. And incidentally, by now, because you're up listening to me, you should have been outside earthing on your lawn for 3 minutes. You should have been drinking water, had your little bit of Celtic sea salt. You should be cranking up the juicer. You should be getting stripped off down to your mankini and catching those rays through the chemtrails. But anyway, let me just tell you something that happened to me yesterday. And I don't need to watch mainstream media because I don't have a telly. But I'm just going to tell you a couple of things that happened to me. And then I'm going to read you something. First of all, I went into a shop. I left the daughter in the car. I ran into a shop to get something. Sells cheap plants. I had one thing in my hand. And these two young fellas, probably late 30s, 40s, said to me, please come ahead of me. You've only got one thing. I thought, that's quite nice. They used to do that in my day, back in the day. We used to stand for anybody that was elderly or even just middle-aged or pregnant. And they had a big trolley full of food. And I got this one thing. And I thought, oh, it's because I'm a woman. No. There was a bloke came behind me with one thing and they went, please go ahead of us. And I said, fellas, this is fabulous. I just don't see people do this anymore. And they weren't British. I said, where are you from? And one of them said, we're from Albania. He said, we're not criminals. We're just people. We work. But people say such bad things about us. Please, we're not bad. And I said, well, listen, I don't look at you and think you're a criminal because your accent. I said, do I look like a criminal? They went, no. I went, well, I am convicted. And I said, by most of the criminals in their uniforms working for the government, the tyrannical government. And this young bloke behind me looked at me and then the checkout guy looked at me and they all looked a bit worried. And these Albanian chaps started laughing. They thought it was highly entertaining. Anyway, off I went out there. Took daughter for a walk. And I got right to the end of the promenade. And anyone who knows Eastbourne Promenade, it's a good old walk. It's a great workout. There were two guys in one of the shelters that where you can sit, it's benches. One was probably 60-ish. He'd got a big black eye and a bump on his head. And the other one looked like he was in his 30s. And the other one was sweeping out this shelter and arranging this man's stuff for him. So on the way back, I started to talk to them. And the young guy who'd been arranging the stuff, turned out he spoke four languages: Syrian, Cypriot, Iranian, and Kurdish. He was a chef. He was a British passport holder, British citizen. He'd been living in the country for 18 years. He'd moved himself from one place where I wouldn't want to live now. It's quite dangerous. And he said it's dangerous as a chef. And he came to Eastbourne, where he wanted to move to. And the council told him that he couldn't have a house until he was living on the streets for 6 months. Then they would assist him, because there's a lot more people than there are properties. And he works. And so he was helping this other man who was an electrician, who was very well spoken, who was about 60 with a big bump on his head, who spoke fluent Spanish as well, but he was English. My daughter chatted to him. And this man, I said, you know, what do you do? What happened to your head? He said, oh, I fell off there. And the other guy said, well, this is why I'm making sure he's all right. He said, we just have one beer in here at night. We have a chat. We talk about life. We talk about the world. I thought, this is incredible. These are human beings. And that one is helping another. They don't care where they're from. Anyway, the other guy said, the older guy, the British guy, I'm waiting for surgery. I've been to the hospital about bumping my head, but I've got a vascular problem. He says, I've got all these medications. That hospital trip would have cost a lot of money to see the consultant. They're booking him for vascular surgery. He's got a bag of drugs, statins that you should throw them in the bin immediately. They're garbage. They're going to cause dementia. They're going to make your muscles weak. Your heart is a muscle. And they're not, they're going to stop you getting fat to your brain. And 70% of your brain cells are made from the fats you eat. So he's got this bag of drugs. He's living rough because he can't get help. How much money do you think all that costs? They could have paid his rent on a room for a month, every month, for the cost of the drugs and everything else that they're doing. I couldn't believe it. So this other guy that was so well-mannered and a chef, we started to talk. We talked about Iran. I speak some Farsi. I understand more than I speak. I can't read any. How ignorant am I? But he could speak four languages. And we started to talk about Iran and the Iranian Revolution. It was the Americans and the British over oil. They bought Ayatollah Khomeini all the way from Paris, put him in power, chucked out Reza Shah. We talked about Gaddafi. We talked about the CIA and the heroin trade and how it went through the roof once the CIA got their mitts on it. We talked about it all. He said, how come you know all this? British people, they don't know this. And you know what? Some of us don't. I walked back into Eastbourne and these people are living their best life. They don't care. They don't know. And it tells you in scripture that knowledge will torment you. It will torment you. But I walked back in and I thought, I can't do anything about all of these things because it's all a big show. We are lighting the fuse for freedom, but where does that freedom start? Right in my backyard. Starts in my backyard, because I once heard a speech from one of the Kennedys and he said, politicians will always be corrupt. They're all on Grindr. You heard me last week. He said, inflation will always go through the roof. Look how rich Rishi Sunak's getting. Do you think they care about your groceries and adding up your groceries as you go around your supermarket? They don't give a rat's ass. So what are you going to do? Are you going to be worrying? Are you going to be shallow breathing? No, you're not, because you're in the natural nurse army now. Let me just tell you something. In December 2003, the unthinkable happened. Dr. Alan Rose's international vice president of GlaxoSmithKline, that's a pharmaceutical company. Remember, big pharma chooses who gets the top jobs in medicine. They choose what gets published in their rags, that you'd be better off chopping up and using to pick your dog turds up. They get to choose what gets used and what doesn't. They even get to choose what the markers are for cancer. Are you getting it yet? 75% of the advertising budget in your mainstream media nonsense comes from Big Pharma. All these top families, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, JP Morgan, the Royals, all of them. You go in the graveyards, you see graves over 100. These gangsters live till they're over 100. Why? And why are you lot all getting sick at 40 and dying at 65 and 70? Here's why. President Dr. Alan Rosas, GlaxoSmithKline, one of the major manufacturers of drugs in the world, went public in a front page interview with the Independent newspaper in London, England, and he admitted the vast majority of drugs, more than 90%, only work in 30 to 50% of the people. Commented the science editor of the newspaper, it's an open secret within the drug industry that most of its products are ineffective in most patients. But this is the first time such a senior drug company boss has gone public. Yeah, I wonder what happened to him. Dr. Rose has put the blame on the patients. That's you lot. He put the blame right at your front door. He surmised that some people have certain genes. Oh, come on. Genes can be upregulated and downregulated based on what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, and what you feel. And the feeling is what they're showing you of all the devastation in the world. And certain genes will neutralize drugs. Oh, they know that. That's why they're just injected, y'all, with stuff that's going to neutralize genes that protect you. He did not realize the reason why these drugs did not work is due to one fact. They are not designed to quench patients. What does quench mean? It means you're thirsty. It means you're thirsty. They don't quench your thirst. And they don't work. They're not designed to quench patients' symptom-producing thirst. Unfortunately, these drugs go further than not working. They actually make patients sicker than before. Are you all getting it yet? Are you all getting it that when you were put here on this fabulous, beautiful earth, what is most of it? Water. What are you mostly made of? Water. You are mostly water. When you eat sugar, and listen, more addictive than crack cocaine, it's my weakness as a bar of chocolate. I look like Zelda from Terrorhawks when I've had chocolate the next day because I crumple up like an autumn leaf because that's what it does. It dehydrates you just like your drugs do. When you get stressed, you shallow breathe and you become acidic. That's exactly what happens to you. I've got too much stuff right knocking around. Anyway, that's why you should be drinking water and you should be breathing good oxygen. You shouldn't be shallow breathing, getting acidic. Your cancer cells don't require oxygen. What happens when you hit them with oxygen? They die. They die. What are they telling you? Turbo cancers, turbo cancers. These oncologists have got money coming out of their ear rolls because you're all are going to pitch up to see them when you get cancer to have your mustard gas injected in straight into your heart, your systemic circulation, because you're still buying into the lies and deception. That's why they've got the Cancer Act and everything to shut people up. Well, you know what? You can do so much. Step out of it. Turn your telly off. Turn it off. Wonderful book here, Your Body's Many Cries for Water. It was written by a dissident in Iran, and I've written to him to come on TNT, Dr. Matt Batman Galidia. I probably said it all wrong. He was in prison with nothing more than water, and everyone came to him to be treated. I've mentioned it already. And you know what? He started to cure people. It cured them all of their aches, their pains, their diabetes, their high blood pressure. He cured them. And when they went to release him, he says, no, actually, can I stay in? Because I've started a study. And the rest is history. Now, I've got an ozone machine that I clean all the air. And do you know what's really interesting? Ozone, if you use ozone, it even kills anthrax. Remember they put a bit of anthrax on some mail to frighten everybody, and it was the government that did it. Ozone even kills anthrax. It can kill all your bugs, so you can sterilize everything. You can ozonate your fruits, your vegetables, your water. But guess what? They don't do that. They want to use what's on the masks? This horrible stuff. They want to use that. And it's completely toxic because it costs more money. It costs thousands and thousands. You'll pick up a good ozone machine for just over 100 quid. I've already ozonated this room this morning. Then you throw the windows open. Then I do my daughter's room. She goes downstairs. I do my treatment room where patients come. You got to go out the room. But guess what? You can drink it. You can drink oxygen. It's quite incredible, folks. Anyway, look, I've rabbited on and on and on. So we're going to have a quick word from our sponsors. And when we come back, I'm going to bring on my wonderful follicular challenged guest who I met. That means bald. That means you're not getting enough greens, incidentally, but I'll tell you about that. But they say that, you know, the hair goes in and doesn't come back out. But look, I met this guest because he listens to TNT and he wrote to me, and he didn't just write to me. He sent me the box of goodies that I could have got in that box and hid from the Metropolitan Police. I use it. My daughters use it. And I'm going to give you my testimony as we go along. And I am blown away. And so, look, let's have a word from our sponsors and then let's bring on my wonderful guest, Aussie Terry Kelly.
TNT's State of the Nation.
President Xi of China absolutely has his eyes on Taiwan. He always has. And America has been a steadfast supporter of Taiwan until Stumblebum Joe hit the scene. And now President Xi says no one can stop the, quote, family reunion with Taiwan. These people really want a war, don't they?
Family reunion. Well, that's a great title for what we got going on the grand chessboard here, isn't it? Yeah, they've been telegraphing this one for a long time, and no surprises here, Timothy.
And, you know, I think that the Taiwanese might have something to say about that being a family reunion. Like Ashley Biden not wanting a family reunion with Joe. Like, she doesn't want another shower with Pedo Joe. I think that's how Taiwan must feel.
State of the Nation on today's News Talk, TNT.
Affordable housing, we can build that. Sustainable housing, we can build that. At MIT Modular, we understand the importance of housing for all and the importance of design, cost, and functionality. Our goal is to meet the needs of our growing population by converting shipping containers to livable units. If you're like-minded and in a position to invest in something meaningful and life-changing, we want to hear from you. We are a team of professional architects, engineers, and financial and tax experts dedicated to offering unique solutions that provide a brighter future. Our Opportunity Zone Fund offers investors both real estate and operating business diversification, 5-year tax deferral on capital gains, annual tax benefits, and ultimately tax-free appreciation potential. There are Opportunity Zones all over America. If you're interested in learning more about our services, need affordable housing, or want to participate in creating a new vision for tomorrow, give us a call in the U.S. on 385-985-5702. Or read more at mitmodular.com. MIT Modular. We can build that.
Internet.
A stream online.
TNTradio.live. Today's News Talk Radio. TNT.
Folks, you're listening to me, Kate Shemarani, at TNT Radio Live. You can email me, Kate Shemarani, at TNTradio.live. Sorry, you listened to me on TNT. I want each and every one of you to live out a full and long, healthy life. I don't want you to get diseased because I've been there. I've been there 12 years ago and I made a massive mistake. And, you know, when you're lying there and you've just had your breast cut off and a double mastectomy and you start to read where you've got 5 drains in at the London Clinic, and you start to read 2 books and you realize you've made a massive mistake. That was for me personally. I'm not telling anybody else to do what I've done. This is just for entertainment. Go cartwheel around your living room and go listen to your indoctrinated doctor. Always take your medicine. Always go and see them if you've got any health concerns, but do ask them. Ask them everything. But I've been there, and it is not a happy place to be filled with fear by these people, and then to start doing your own due diligence and think, hang on a minute, something's not adding up here. Well, I'm alive and well and 12 years on and cancer-free, refusing chemo, radiotherapy, tamoxifen, Zoladex. My choice, but I'm still here. My daughter's still here and starting to get well, even though death was imminent in December, and we're now coming into May. How is this possible? Well, oxygen. Oxygen, if you are shallow breathing, folks, you are going to get diseased, because what it's going to do is increase your cortisol levels. That's your flight and fright, make your blood vessels hard. They're not going to expand to get that oxygen in. And I do not subscribe to the fact that this fantastic piece of kit that the Lord and Creator created when he created you in his image cannot overcome these COVID shots, because that would mean that the devil is smarter. There's no such thing as junk DNA. No such thing whatsoever. You have 10 billion miles of DNA in one genome sequence, but you only need to change one piece and move it where it shouldn't be, or add a bit that shouldn't be there. But you know what? Your body will overcome if you give it what it needs. And they know this. This is why they've been doing this for years and years and years. I read all about DARPA technology over 12 years ago, where they can, you know, put all this nanotechnology in you. It's nothing new. It's just everybody knows. And your Wi-Fi and how they can maneuver it, pilots flying planes, working with DARPA, ARP, the Gates Foundation, it's nothing new. But you can do this. Terry, welcome to the Kate Shomarani Show for TNT, lighting the fuse for freedom.
Great to be here, Kate. Thanks,
and Terry,
everybody.
Yeah, listen, Terry's bio, let me tell you, he's not a doctor, because no one cares if you're a doctor. He's not a scientist. No one cares. It's bastardized science. I want feet on the ground. I want truth. So Terry is the CEO, is the founder of this company that he's going to tell us all about. And he sent me, I've got so many pieces of kit and paper here. He sent me all his stuff from his company, his liquid oxygen, GO2, is Terry's company. Terry, tell me, because you were listening to me and Todd Buttram, who had cancer, who is a researcher for the American government. He's a patent officer, and he managed to get rid of his cancer, and he was doing hydrogen peroxide on the skin. He was doing everything, oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. And you contacted me, and we had a great big long chat, and you start to tell me, so I want you to tell the viewers how you got into the oxygen business, because hang on, folks, oxygen that you breathe in the presence of sugar, and I'm not talking white acid poison, the sugar in all your natural foods, in the presence of that, when the two come together, an explosion happens of life. It's called adenosine triphosphate, ATP. Sugar in the presence of oxygen generates ATP, and without that, nothing works. Nothing. It's what energizes you. So Terry, how did you get into the oxygen business besides breathing?
Well, it was quite by accident, actually, Kate. I was at the end of a long corporate career. I was pretty worn out. Nothing seemed to work. And somebody said, try this liquid oxygen. And I was the hugest skeptic you could find. You know, I said, if I want more oxygen, I'll stick my head out of the car window. But very fortunately, I actually took some. And it took about 15 minutes for the smirk to be wiped off my face. And from there on, a lot of my family and friends and colleagues all felt the same benefits. And when the opportunity came to create our own brand and start to get the word out there, well, my wife and I thought, we've got to give this a go. And it wasn't easy in the early years because, like me, most people are skeptical. So it's hard to find perhaps the 0.1% of people who are open to understanding the benefits that oxygen brings.
Well, you die without it. That's the first thing. You literally die without it. What do they do when they want to kill people? They suffocate them. You know, what are they doing? What have they did to the Kurds? They suffocated them. You die without it. Look, we've got questions that we're going to talk about here, but I've just got to say straight off the bat here, I poured that stuff into my drink, go in my garage, because I've got my gym in my garage. It's not a pussy whipped gym. It's a proper hardcore weights. And I took this stuff, I went, right, I'm going to give it a whirl. I always try everything. You wouldn't believe the stuff that I've tried. And I started doing my three sets, 12 of a lighter weight, 10 of a heavier, 8 of a much heavier. Normally when I get to the 8.
When a crisis hits, close to home and across the globe, nonprofits are on the front lines, ready to serve.
Keep coming.
The demand for charitable services has skyrocketed, and nonprofits are rising to meet the needs. Healing, nurturing, rescuing, honoring, protecting, caring, inspiring. The work of philanthropic organizations of all sizes, across all missions, has never been more important. And it's donors and volunteers like you who make all this possible. Thank you. Together, we change the world. The Nonprofit Alliance.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Co-founder of the British Nursing Alliance, Kate Shimarani, on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Oh my goodness, folks, did you see that whole thing crash? I must apologize profusely. Someone wants to cut my oxygen. And I've not even mentioned vaginas and erectile dysfunction on this show. I've not mentioned any of it. Just to let you know, though, I am going to mention it now. The systems crashed. There was an erectile dysfunction with the systems, but we are back here. And we are talking about oxygen, which is going to have you not having an erectile dysfunction, fellas, and going to have the ladies all smiling. There, I got it in. So I don't know what happened. They just cut my oxygen. But we're talking to Terry Kelly, founder and CEO of a company called GO2. And Terry was just telling us how he got into it. He's not a scientist. He's not a doctor. He's a regular listener on TNT. That's how we found him. He sent me loads of the products and I tried them. And I was just telling you, I went to do my weights and I'd forgotten all about it. I'd tipped this stuff into my water. And when I got to the heaviest set that I could do 8, I did about 14 with ease. And I was like, what? So anyway, I then remembered what I'd done. My workout got really easy. It took about 20 minutes to kick in. So the next time I did my workout, and this is when I was doing it every other day. Now I do it upper and lower body every day to cut the time down. When I did it the next time, I didn't take any. And I noticed a difference. I could only get to the 8. So now, when I'm going to go and do my workout, I put the liquid oxygen into my water 20 minutes before I start. And I head in. So there you are, just in case they try and cut my oxygen. So Terry, after you'd established about oxygen, you added molecular hydrogen, fulvic minerals, which I've got, And I'm going to be telling you all, because I'm going to be adding it to my watering can, growing my plants, because the palate colours have arrived. You added the fulvic minerals to create what you called the GO2 game plan. How did that all come about?
Well, along the way, Kate, what I discovered was that for optimum cellular function, there are three really essential nourishment components that you need, and that's oxygen, hydrogen, and minerals. I already had great bioavailable oxygen. I knew I could get hold of some fantastic minerals, and I found some hydrogen as well. And we created the go-to game plan out of that. And we believe it's a world first because no one else out there has access to the quality of oxygen that we have. So it's built around oxygen, and the hydrogen and minerals just complement all of that.
It's amazing. So look, nutrition is my big thing. And we are both, as people are finding out all over the world, because they tried to silence this lady, Barbara O'Neill, who also uses these products. She sells these products. And they've silenced her in Australia, but she's coming to the UK. She's kind of everywhere. She's a nurse like myself and has turned away from Big Pharma. And she knows more or less everything. Barbara O'Neill. Hopefully we're going to have her on the show. But she understands the importance of nutrition. But most people, they're just taking it for granted. And they're eating whatever the supermarkets are selling. I've seen it. And then they wonder why they're sick. What can you tell us about that?
Well, 99% of people, I would say, just don't know what they don't know about oxygen. And it's so easy to take it for granted, Kate. And yet, there are so many reasons why our body may not be getting optimum oxygen. And the most important of these, I think, is that as we age, from about the age of 30 onwards, our oxygen efficiency in the body declines by about 1% a year. And of course, we start to slow down, things start to go wrong. We can't do things that we used to do so easily or at all. And so aging is a huge factor in terms of our body's ability to use oxygen. Secondly, the different aspects of the body, for example, the brain uses 20% of the oxygen we take in, even though it's only 2% of our body weight.
Yeah, amazing. It's your human brain weighs about 1/50th of your total body weight. Actually, the more sugar you eat, incidentally, folks, the smaller your brain gets. It's called dinosaur brain. The fatter you are, the smaller your brain. Can you imagine that? These big, big fat nurses that we keep seeing, they must have really small brains. So that's why I don't care. I don't care. Not listening to you anymore. But yeah, Terry, it's remarkable. Our brain contains 9 trillion nerve cells, weighs about 2 or 3 pounds. 85% of our brain is water. 20% of blood circulation is allocated and made available to the brain. So your brain gets to pick and choose, doesn't it, from your systemic circulation, what it requires.
Exactly. And that's to do all the things your brain does, like judgment, decision-making, balance, memory, sleep, even vision. You know, it all happens due to oxygen. So if you're low on oxygen, then your body can't send enough to the places that really need it. And that's when the opportunity comes to supplement.
Yeah. So I went on Amazon. And because I always like to see the competitors, and we like to use the devil's tool to see what they're flogging. And they're generally, and just remember, folks, if you always shop on Amazon, that's what happened with the booksellers. Everyone started going onto Amazon for cheaper books. And then when all the booksellers closed, about 3,000 stores, Amazon started censoring what books you can get. So I had a look, Terry, and there's loads and loads of stuff out there. What makes yours different?
Well, you will find lots of little bottles of oxygen that are very, very expensive on Amazon.
They are. That's what I found.
Yeah. And what makes ours different is the process that's used to manufacture it, Kate, because it's available here through us in Australia. And there's one in the US that actually uses the same process, but has a much weaker, less effective product. And it simply starts as pure water and a little bit of Atlantic sea salt. It's bombarded with electricity in a way that Eliminates a lot of the hydrogen, and the remaining oxygen becomes part of the water clustered around the chloride from the salt. And that stays stable in the bottle until you drink a little bit, and then you let it loose into your body. And as you've experienced, it gives you those energy levels that you're looking for.
It really does. And I'm not telling anyone else to do this, but you all know that I do coffee enemas. And coffee enemas have been, they were even in the Merck medical manual in the fifth edition. They were used as painkillers. Anyone who does coffee enemas, and you'll be on my website, kateshamarani.com, where you're going to have live coffee chat, upside down coffee, not on video, but where everyone that does coffee enemas will tell you the relief when you have like a headache. You only get a headache because of two reasons, toxicity, be it from a head injury or be it because you've got toxins coming up through your blood-brain barrier. It's quite interesting because I want to add, I'm not telling anyone else to do it. I've already done it actually. I added the liquid oxygen into my coffee enema because I know that a lot of the clinics down in Mexico, they'll ozonate the coffee enemas before they use them. So all of that can be done. I just want to say here, your brain will process all the information from every part of your body, every single part of your body, your brain processes it. And that is including everything that you're exposed to, not just physically, but emotionally, psychologically, and electromagnetically. So go back to what I said at the beginning of the show with what's happening that you're seeing all around the world. Your body's going to be processing all of that. Your brain's processing all of it. And your brain will then process it, and it will store energy in two forms, ATP and GTP. Storage of such energy relies heavily on the availability of your natural sugars, and your brain is constantly using those natural sugars to replenish its energy, sugar in the presence of oxygen, and your GTP reserves. It's now known that your body has the ability to generate hydroelectric energy when water alone enters via the cell membrane. In other words, your brain uses two mechanisms for its energy requirements: the metabolism of your food and formation of sugar, and from its water supply and conversion of hydroelectric energy. Isn't that right, Terry? So, folks, if you're feeling tired, because it does... In fact, I'll let you tell us, because, you know, when you start to go up the stairs and your legs are tired, and I've experienced that, and what makes me tired, where I feel like I can't walk very far, when I haven't had enough sleep, that's the biggest one. If I don't have enough sleep, I have no energy. So Terry, like I say, my personal experience, tell us about how it works and some of the testimonials. I've read them all on your website. Tell us what you've got.
Sure. Well, firstly, Kate, people say, well, anybody can make up testimonials. All the testimonials on our website, even the elite athletes, are people who know me. And if someone asks them, they'll say, yes, that's a legit testimonial. But we've had testimonials, genuine ones, from, for example, six Aussie number one CrossFit athletes, including the world number one female. We have one lovely boxing coach who has created four Australian champions, or three Australian, one Oceania, within about 12 months by putting them onto the go-to game plan. And we've had an ultra marathon champion who did the 5-day Himalayan marathon and won it. And his story is on our site as well. So there are all sorts of different athletes who've given us testimonials, plus a lot of ordinary people. And that's what really floats my boat, is getting ordinary people to have a better life. And if it's just as simple as being able to walk to the shops where they couldn't before, or play with their grandkids when they couldn't before, those sorts of things, then I'm happy that they've managed to find us, because we're not easy to find.
Yeah, they don't want all this getting out. Folks, so the underlying message here from me: your natural nurse in a toxic world, and you are in the natural nurse army. That's why you're listening to me on a Sunday. I'm sure by now most of you are like, I can't do anything about this. We're 4 years on. I was at the front of the movement. Troopers, I was there shouting. I was arrested. I was convicted. But look, we're 4 years on. We've got to get through this. We've got to get through it. Do you hear what I told you at the beginning? there's no drug out there. There's no drug with a safe dose. They've all got a lethal dose on them. It's called LD. They consider LD50. Give 100 people a drug, 50 of them will die. That's considered dangerous. LD of 15, that means 15 people will die out of 100. They consider that safe. There's no drug that's going to make you better or quench your thirst. None. We're telling you that what was here already by our Lord and Creator, oxygen, air, water, this is what you need. It will get rid of your aches and pains. And I've told all of you, because you're fabulous, you're my fam, that you need to be drinking at least a liter and a half in between all your other drinks of fresh, pure water, 4 ounces, it's just half a glass, in between every single drink you have for at least a liter and a half, and a lot of your aches and pains are going to go. Terry, you sent me this. Are you seeing it on camera? It's a hydrogen bottle. You can see it's got lots of water in it because I've just got gozzled this morning. I had to go and look it up. You press the button and it hydrogenates. You have to charge it. You pour your water in, then it does it. Terry, I read so much stuff on it. What does it do? Because it's just water.
It is, but it's water that has hydrogen flowing through it, Kay. And molecular hydrogen has become a big thing over the last 10 or 15 years, particularly in Japan and then the United States. And now it's moving worldwide, because if you look online, you will see all sorts of people with hydrogen bottles just like that, including the likes of Joe Rogan. And the best place to send people is to the Molecular Hydrogen Institute, because there are hundreds and hundreds of tests that have been done which will show people exactly how they can expect to benefit from hydrogen. But I just say that you need to get extra hydrogen into your body, because it's the smallest element there is, and it gets to places other things don't get to. So lubricate your body with extra hydrogen and you feel the benefits. Simple as that.
I never tell people to use anything that I don't do myself. And I power walked. I do it for hours. I was pushing a wheelchair yesterday up a massive hill. I'm 2 years off my 60th. I look at people that are my age and they're like armadillo crocodillos. You know, they can't move very fast. They can't even get up out of the chair very fast. I'm up in the morning like Corky the cat. So I'm showing my age now. Zoom around the room. I'm out there. I'm earthing. I go out to the bin, rain, sunshine, with no shoes on. I'm doing all of this. And at the same time, I gave it to my other daughter, who's a massive fitness freak. She swims 100 lengths of a competition pool as a starter. She does weights. She dances. She's mega fit. I said, take this, pour it into your drink. And she says, what is it? You're not going to kill me, are you? I says, well, hopefully not. I'm not dead myself. And she as well, who's a skeptic, but she was like, oh my word, I want more of that stuff. It was great in the gym. Well, if you're old or feeling old and you've got aches and pains in it, and more of that stuff, it was great in the gym. Well, if you're old or feeling old and you've got aches and pains in it, and you need hauling out the chair, it's so cheap. And guess what? If you put in Nurse Kate, you get a discount, don't you, Terry? So where can people find you, Terry, for these products? Folks, stop buying rubbish. Get yourself TNT caps, TNT socks, TNT bags. Get you whatever they've got on the website, because that keeps us on air. Buy these products as well that are going to get you away from pharmaceutical drugs. It's not a lot. Stop buying people scented candles that are poison. Stop buying them vitamins off the internet that have been taken over by the same companies. It's corrupt, which are full of bulking agents. Remember, everything's already here. You just need fresh, nutrient-dense, clean food, oxygen, clean water. And this is amazing. These are glass, so I always worry I'm going to drop it. But Terry, where can people find you? And put in the code Nurse Kate, and what do they get?
Yep, they'll find us at gotolife.com.au. That's go2life.com.au. And they'll see everything there, but they'll also see how they can contact me personally if they've got any questions. And I'm always happy to converse with people, even despite the difference in time and all of that. And yeah, we just aim to look after people and we are providing great value, because even with postage costs to the UK, it's so much better value with the exchange rates than anything you can find over there.
Yeah, it's just to say, what was the little thing you sent me, the new thing you sent me, the little oxygen, you sent me that and I sprayed it on my face and I'm just waiting for it to, like, you know, take me back about a decade.
There it is. It's called Myoxy, and it's actually my daughter's brainchild. She designed it, and she's going to be the one who promotes it. But Kate, I sent you one or two links to articles that talk about oxygen sprays being the next big thing in UK skincare, and I noticed that the products they have, besides being very expensive, they're full of petrochemicals. Yeah, we've got something here that is pure oxygen direct to your skin. The pores soak it up. And believe it or not, by the age 30, we lose about 30% of our oxygen levels in the skin. And by age 40, probably close to 60%. And so, yeah, if you do want to keep your skin the way it ought to be, then this is the best way I know to do that. Just have it at the start of your skincare regime.
Excellent. And if they put Nurse Kate in, what percentage do they get? I love this bit.
Yeah, they get 10% off. And we also have discounts built in for packs and multi-bottles and all that sort of thing. So we try to get it as affordable as possible.
Well, thank you, Terry. Thank you so much. Look, I've now started to try this on my skin. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to come to you and tell you the truth. But I know I worked in aesthetics for years. It doesn't matter what you think of, you know, Botox, fillers. It doesn't matter what you think. Everyone's just doing their own thing. But there was an incongruency for me. I got cancer. I didn't want to do it anymore. I trained in nutrition. I do IV vitamins. But look, I like, even that is a second thing. I don't believe that you should be reaching for that straight away. I think you should be going for your nutrient-dense foods. I'm putting the fulvic minerals in my watering can because they're wonderful, because we are all deficient in that. Even the soil is deficient. So the plants become deficient. So the fulvic minerals are fantastic. That's why your hair goes gray, folks, because you're missing minerals, which are found in your dark leafy green veg. I want you to live your best life. So I used to go to these conferences in aesthetics. So every aesthetics doctor and nurse now be absolutely ticked off that I say this, but I don't really care, because I'm not registered with the NMC anymore. But I used to see them at the conferences, and there they were. And some of them looked like caricatures, you know, big lips, big boobs, big cheekbones. And they'd be flogging all these wares and doing all this stuff. And I remember a woman standing up, a doctor, to talk about dermatology and her waist. If you'd have taken the belt off that was around her waist, it would have been her height. I mean, she was literally like a well-stuffed Chesterfield in this dress. And so I put my hand up, and they brought the mic over. And I said, you know, when you have your patients coming into your dermatology clinic and you're selling them all this stuff, do you talk to them about nutrition? Because we all know that your skin is made from the inside. So by the time you get to that top layer, the stratum corneum, it's dead. And you've got to cast it off. And anyway, you could have dropped a pin in there. And she said, oh, who did you say you worked for? I said, I didn't. I was always unpopular everywhere I went. But my point is, it's no good slapping all of these lotions and potions on your skin if it's got all the toxins in it. And makeup and skincare and perfume, they get away with blue murder. They don't even have to tell you what's in it. And so all of this is disrupting your endocrine system. Toxic beauty. That's why my name is Kate Shimarani, natural nurse in a toxic world. Well, look, I just want to say, wonderful guest. Thank you so much, Terry. Terry's also going to be on my website. There'll be a link to his stuff. We will be flogging it. And he's going to come back on because we were chucked off. Our oxygen was cut. And I just want to say, folks, there are a couple of festivals that you can go to. Weekend Truth Festival. We're all going to be there. Also, the 3rd, 4th, 5th of May in Wokington in the Lake District. Weekendtruthfestival.co.uk. There's only a limited number of spaces. They're all camping. I don't camp. Excuse me. I'm far too fancy for that. Standinthelight.co.uk. Sorry, standinthelight.uk. That's down near me, Danny Rampling. I love that Danny Rampling DJ. Oh, I do love that Danny Rampling. Because he's my era, you see, a bit of Luther Vandross. It's none of these fat rappers singing demonic stuff, strutting around a stage. I can't even watch it. It offends my eyes. I want to stab my eyeballs. This is back in the day when it was all just all gorgeous and nice music, and we used to doing all the right stuff. Anyway, Stand in the Park and the Light Newspaper present a truth music festival in the beautiful Lake District on the 24th and the 27th of May. Apparently it's £60. Under fives come free. And you can go there and glamp it out. I don't know why people don't want to do this stuff, because you'll quite happily go to Glastonbury, live in mud, listen to these so-called celebs shouting. Oh, I don't know. I'm getting a bit old. I don't want to go to Glastonbury. Do you know what I want to do? I want to turn the news off. I want to listen to TNT. I want to get fabulous guests on. I want to drink oxygenated water. I want to spray my face with oxygen. I want to lick my seeds so that they grow for me and they grow with my microbiome. And I want to tell you guys all about it. You've been listening to me on a Sunday anyway on TNT Radio Live. You can email me, kateshemarani@tntradio. Live. I think I've got that right. I got a bit excited. It's because of everything else that's going on, and we got cut off and all the rest of it. But look, you can email me or just email TNT, tntradio.live, kateshemarani@tntradio.live. Go on the website. Do tune in next week. Thank you for all your emails. Thank you for all your emails that you send me as well at naturalnurse@mail.com. I will get through them all. You have the capacity to heal your body. It's within your own capability. You do not need the top three causes of death: heart disease, cancer, and prescription medications. And it doesn't matter how much we keep telling people, there's only so much we can do. The reason I don't talk about the COVID and everything, I've already done it. I already read all those things. I was in Trafalgar Square telling you what they were going to do. They've already done it. It's in my rearview mirror. We're about solutions. We're going to get through this. And do you know what they're going to print on your headstone? Died at age 120. Yep, that's what they're going to print on your headstone, because you're going to get through it. Your plants are going to grow. They're going to grow for you. You're going to get healthy. And old age does not exist. That's what they want you to believe. And that's why people are dying, because they're succumbing to it. So whether you're waving Palestinian, Israel, British plastic flags, today it'll be Iran, Russia, whatever you're doing, whatever color skin you are. The last time I looked when I worked in the emergency room, do you know what happens when you cut us open? We all bleed red. Every single one of us. How do we defeat this? We have to come together. It's in Romans 13. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Anyway, listen, you've been a fabulous audience. It's time to get out there, Earth. Get drinking. Have some lemon water in the morning. Get some liquid oxygen in it. Squeeze of lemon and you'll be good to go. And I will see you all next week, where we have wonderful guests coming on. I believe it's Catherine Alexander, another Australian who's been on before. And we are just going to keep bringing you all of what you need to do to...